Nori D'Assis has wanted to be a teacher for as long as she can remember. She's been a physical education teacher in the Philippines for the last decade, and 5 years ago, she decided that she wanted to teach in the United States. The pandemic delayed those plans, but she recently applied for a job with Kodiak High School, and she was hired as the physical education teacher for this school year.
I am so excited for the incoming school year. I am looking forward to meet the students. I am looking forward to meet the children. And we are all very excited.
D'Assis is one of 7 educators hired by the Kodiak Island Borough School District under J-1 cultural exchange visas. The visas allow the teachers to work in the United States for 2 years before returning to the Philippines. These teachers are a breath of fresh air for the district, which has faced significant staffing shortages across all positions. KIBSD Superintendent Cindy Mika says the district will likely hire more teachers from the Philippines in the future to try and fill the vacancies. According to D'Assis, teaching in the United States is not so different from teaching in the Philippines.
Since we are all teachers, we know that our first priority is the student. We do this for the students. The big difference is all of our resources are provided by the school district. And I am so thankful with the Kodiak Island Borough School District because we are well provided. The materials are already here.
Kodiak is a long way from the Philippines in more ways than one. According to D'Assis, the new teachers flew for more than 24 hours to get to Kodiak. D'Assis says the weather is also very different from the Philippines' tropical climate. Even so, she says that Kodiak already feels like home.
We have attended a lot of welcome parties. The community here is very kind. We feel that we are a part of a family, and it feels so warm, it feels so nice. We don't feel homesick because everyone here is very kind and very accommodating.
Kodiak teachers and students head back to school soon. The first day of class is Monday for middle and high schoolers. Elementary school students return to school on Tuesday. In Kodiak, I'm Dylan Simard.